Who is this woman who met Jesus at the well? We know little about her, but we do know this. She is an uneducated woman, a learner. She is a Samaritan. She has a shameful past. She meets Jesus at noontime, and it is Jesus that initiates conversation with her. John portrays this woman as a complete outsider. She's a woman in a man's world. She is culturally and ethnically living outside of Judaism. Her behavior shuns conventional morality. She is unnamed and in that sense has no identity except for her questionable lifestyle. Her gender, religious orientation, social standing, and personal habits distance herself from a righteous Jew like Jesus. In the eyes of the gospel, and perhaps of her community, she remains a nobody. Now, most people want to avoid the pain of being nobody. They want to be recognized and cherished as a somebody, somebody who matters. And that being said, this woman's story is good news for anyone who has ever felt the humiliation of being stigmatized or the pain of being a nobody, because Jesus does not turn away this woman. On the contrary, he engages her in conversation, takes her seriously, and spends several days in her village. And for those who heard this message, that is good news. Yet, as so often happens, such good news is challenging for people of faith. The woman at the well reminds those of us who wish to follow the way of Jesus that there are people who are nobodies to us that may well be somebodies in the eyes of Jesus. And who are those nobodies? They're the people we choose to ignore, the people that we marginalize, the people we shun. They're the people we consciously or subconsciously keep at arm's length when we draw the boundaries of our faith community too narrowly. And while we may prefer to leave out the nobodies, Jesus does not. He welcomes the outsider as well as the insider into discipleship. And our story this morning is about this woman, this nobody, who curiously is also a person of faith. Although in reality, she is just starting out on her journey. And this conversation she has with Jesus marks the beginning of that journey of faith, reminding us that even nobodies seek meaning in their lives. Even nobodies, and maybe especially the nobodies among us, often become pillars of faith. And yet there is also a moment of reckoning for this woman. Jesus exposes her life to her and calls her to accountability. And instead of shunning that or making excuses, she acknowledges her past and is emboldened by her encounter with Jesus to the extent that she runs and tells her friends and neighbors about this man. Having owned her needs and weaknesses, she finds a certain freedom that maybe she didn't have before. And suddenly this nobody woman becomes somebody. Somebody that people listen to. And indeed the people who heard her story choose to flock to find out about this man who told her everything that she had ever done. The outsider, this woman, has become the insider. She was once a disciple, the learner, but she has become an apostle, a bearer of the good news. And as a result of her testimony, many come to faith, seeking Jesus. So what are we to make of all of this? What are we to make of this story of this Samaritan woman? Well, I submit to you that this story serves as a metaphor for the nature of God's mission on which you and I are participants. Last Thursday, I met with Bishop Ian about my transition as I prepare for retirement. And during our conversation, he reflected on his vision for churches in transition that could equally apply to wisdom giving to an individual like myself in transition. And he reminded me that our call to a vision begins with a question. What is God up to in your world? What is God up to in this part of the world in which you find yourself? What is God up to? And that got me thinking. What is God's mission here in this community and in the surrounding communities, in my life and in your life? How is God touching people's lives today? Where are the wells in our communities at which God engages the nobodies of our generation? Who are the nobodies whom our culture pushes to the margins of society? How does God accomplish all of this in our day and age? What is God doing in our corner of the world? And more importantly, how is God accomplishing that? Back in the first century, Jesus walked the earth and he accomplished it. Who accomplishes it in our day? And the answer, I suspect, is uncomfortably clear to us. It's up to us. By participating with God in God's mission, we become the bearers of God's presence at those wells that exist here in Hebron and Columbia and Lebanon and Colchester and Andover and Marlborough and Willimantic and all the other towns of this region. We are the ones who encounter people at those wells, who welcome the nobodies of this world. We are the ones who connect with people by listening patiently and accepting graciously the nobodies that we meet as people of worth. And you know what? Maybe we are called to do that, but we can only do that if we go forth from this place, seeking the wells that we might encounter to those who search for a fuller life. We need to go out from this place, these four walls, into the world, because that's where the wells are. And that is what our vision statement calls us to do here at St. Peter's. We welcome people when we engage them in conversation at those wells. We serve them through patient listening and thoughtful response to the needs that they share with us. And we connect with them by seeing our lives in their lives, our frailties in their frailties, and our hopes in their hopes. And how do we have the power to do that? Maybe we have that power because once we too were nobodies who encountered Jesus, became emboldened by his love, and were transformed into somebodies believing indeed from the depths of our being that we were children of God. And that we were somebody who ran to tell others what He had done for us. That is what it means to be on God's mission. That is what it means by God put His trust, that God put her trust in who we are and our ability to incarnate God's love in the world. A love that's not meant just to be here, but to be shared out there. And so I commend to you this chapter 4 in the Gospel of John as a metaphor for our life and our witness as followers of Jesus the Christ. And by God's grace, may we find ourselves participating in God's mission by seeking out the wells that exist out there, being willing to risk connecting with the nobodies whom we find there, and having the graciousness to accept them as fellow children of God. And in the process, might we become bearers of God's healing love in their lives, and ironically find healing and joy as they minister to us. Both you and I are facing times of transition. And that time of transition is a moment for us to take seriously what it is to be a church, to participate with God in God's mission. And instead of being passive hearers of God's word, to become active doers of God's mission. And by God's grace, may you and I both fulfill the mission that God has for us as we become God's people in the world, sharing God's healing love with those who need it most desperately, the many nobodies of this world. Amen.